To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Steele Talk. And if you're just now joining us, I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. You know what we're going to talk about right now? We're going to talk about Afton Apple Orchards and what this is all about. I have interviewed them many times over the years, and Sarah Parkos, assistant manager of Afton Apple Orchard, is joining us now. But let me tell you a little bit about them. Now that fall is officially here, we have our pick of visiting several corn mazes, pumpkin patches, or hay rides. I don't even know if I could ever get around to all of them. One of the most popular places to go is Apple Orchards. So how is business going in 2023? And how much of an effect has the prolonged drought had on this year's crop? Oh my goodness. When I was out in California, those were the questions many people were asking. We're going to ask Sarah Parkos, assistant manager of the family-owned Afton Apple Orchard. The company's annual Apple Festival starts next weekend, and Mrs. Parkos joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
It's great to have you. You know, every time I get a chance to talk to you guys, you've got something new going on, so we might as well start with that. I mean, what can people expect to happen at the orchard, the Apple Orchard? Because there's so much that people want to know. When do I go? What time is this? Can I go every day? That sort of thing. So give us a take on what is happening for you as you're building the Afton Apple Orchard. I'm just curious to know if it's getting bigger and better or not.
Yes, so we're actually in our 34th year of being family-owned and operated, and we are open every day 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for pick-your-own apples, raspberries, and pumpkins. We have a huge playground, petting farm, Straw Mountain, Retread Hill, Johnny Combine, yard games, all sorts of fun things. And we have all sorts of Apple Time favorites. We have cider and apple donuts and snacks and gifts, all sorts of things in our store that are fall and apple themed. It's really a great time to come out to the orchard in the fall.
I've talked to you about some of the what happens when it opens, of course. And I talked to you about the corn maze and how popular it still is. But what is Touch a Tractor?
Touch a Tractor, we worked with one of our local tractor stores, Midwest Machinery, and they brought out all sorts of really cool equipment. They brought out some lawn mowers and a gator and some huge tractors for kids to enjoy to take pictures with and climb up in there and pretend they're driving. So it's really cool for kids to get that experience to get up close with a huge tractor.
Yeah, and they love it. There are so many families that come, and some come several times. It's really quite remarkable that this tradition, it still carries on, especially with the family being involved. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about the corn maze, because that was the place where it all started. Do I have that correct?
We've had a corn maze for about 23 years. So
right.
We started with our apple orchard and things, but yeah, our corn maze is definitely a hit in the fall, too.
It's a big hit. And then how long does it last usually? Do you say, okay, this year we're going to let it last a little longer because so many people are asking to come and see the maze and that sort of thing? Is it difficult or do you already plan it out and it goes beautifully?
Well, every year is different. Yes, we actually just opened this weekend. We unfortunately had to be closed today. We got quite a bit of rain. last night. So the maze ended up to be a mucky mess, but we have a 15-acre corn maze and yard games and an apple blaster and all sorts of fun things to do in the maze area. And the maze is divided into three sections. So people can go through the first phase and then they take a break and come out. They can go through the second one and the third one, and it gets progressively harder each phase that they go through. And each year we have a different theme. And this year it is a Reba themed corn maze, and it's Reba country to the core because we're an apple orchard first.
Right.
So we had to throw in country and apples because that's what we're all about.
That's awesome. I'm sure that the families can't wait to bring their children that go every year. How do you get the word out to those that don't know much about you? It's amazing. You guys are well known. There's so many families that come out and really celebrate. But yet there are so many families that go, what is that? You know, how do I get to know about that? What would you say?
Oh, I'd say a lot of it is word of mouth, and social media has been a big factor for us in people sharing their pictures of their fun times at the orchard and all the things that they can do. And there's so many different things that we do throughout the year that people can come out during strawberry season in the summer. Then in the early fall, they'll come pick raspberries and blackberries, and they'll come again for apples and maybe again for the corn maze, do all sorts of farm things throughout the year. So I think word gets out and they share it with their friends. And then each year we have new people coming from all sorts of places and even some pretty far away places too to come out and check out the farm and see what it's all about.
Oh, I believe it, because you're not existing just to exist. I mean, you guys are working hard to make sure that this is a fun thing for families, and that's a beautiful thing. So let me ask you then about families. Do you start to see totally different families, families that you've never met before? And if so, how do you welcome them in?
Oh, yeah, we have some customers that have been with us from the beginning when we first started our family traditions of us running the orchard. And we have a lot of newer families. We have people from all different walks of life. We have some really young people, and they go on their first date to the apple orchard, to some of the old timers that we listen to their stories about their times picking apples when they were younger, and they just love to see how things have changed and how it has grown throughout the years. And it's fun to see those traditions still being a tradition. So families still come out every year and take pictures by certain signs, and we watch their kids grow up, and we really connect with our customers, and I think that's what makes it so special to us.
Well, your family and their family, you guys gather together, and that's a whole big thing. It's really quite remarkable how many people come out to support what you do. You talked about all the things that are available for people to buy and eat and just have a great time. So what happens when the weather is not doing what it's supposed to do or what it needs to do for the apples, for all of it?
Yeah, we really hope to get through the droughts, and we're grateful that we do have a pretty elaborate irrigation system, so we're able to water most of the crops throughout the farm. And it takes a lot of guys, a full-time job, to just move around the irrigation lines just to try to get things watered. But in the times that we're, you know, we have too much rain, we can't really do a whole lot about it, and we just kind of hope for the best and, you know, hope for our next crop to be bigger and better. And throughout the summer, if it's a dry summer, we irrigate and we try to make sure the apples are great if the strawberries aren't great, you know. So we try to have a good variety so we can keep it going.
So what are you foreseeing right now? Are you saying, hey, this is going to be a great crop, this is going to be an amazing festivals that are happening here because the fall is just going to be perfect? Are you hearing that from those that know, that are in the know?
Yeah, actually, our apples have done really, really well this year, and we've been lucky to have dodged most of the hailstorms. We did get a little bit in the early part of the season, but we didn't get nearly what other farms have gotten with the hail, so we're grateful for that. But the apples are beautiful and juicy and really flavorful this year.
You know, I'm always curious about what you do when it comes to all the fall activities. You've talked about that over the years, but also you have magic shows, music, yard games, and so much more. So there's a little bit for almost every age, right?
Yeah, we try to incorporate something fun for everyone. So, and I think one of the best parts about it is that people can come out and they end up staying all day because their family gets involved and, oh, hey, we're here, why don't we play a game of beanbags, and oh, let's go on the swings. And we have unique opportunities for people to kind of get lost in the farm feeling, you know, they, you know, get away from the cities for a while and kind of the mundane lifestyle, you know, they can kind of do something different, and they kind of an accidental whole day long thing at the orchard that they just realize they, you know, enjoy it.
How about that? They realize that they enjoy it.
Yeah.
Of course, right? Of course, it's going to hit you at some point. Well, congratulations. Yeah. I think it's so wonderful what you guys are doing every year, Sarah. It's a lot of work. I have talked to some people that say, oh, you have no idea how much work that is that they do. And so I hope that you have a huge, you know, group of people that just step in all the time to help you. And if there's anything I can do, don't ever hesitate to ask.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's a pleasure having you join us. And I just want to mention your website, aftonapple.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
All right. That's aftonapple.com. Thank you again, Sarah. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Coming up, we're going to have so much more. You don't want to miss a lot of the things that we're going to talk about. Ryan Nelson is coming up at 8:35, and we're going to talk to him. He's president of Modern Artifact, the PBS show, The Joy of Painting. If I say that, you know exactly what this is about. I can't wait for you to hear what we have learned and what is so special about a man named Bob Ross. We'll be back in a moment.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Steel Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. It is what I love to do, is be here with you on a Sunday night. So thank you for taking the time to do this. Okay, I'm very excited for this next guest, by the way. Do you remember the PBS show called The Joy of Painting? One of my favorite shows. For 11 years, painter Bob Ross showed up on television screens to help us grow our artistic skills with his soothing voice, signature afro, and happy little trees. Now, a Minneapolis-based company has ownership of the first painting ever created on the show. Did you hear that? A Minneapolis-based company has ownership of the first painting ever created on The Joy of Painting. And they've put it on the market. Oh, my gosh. Well, we got questions to ask, like, how did they get the painting? And how much are they asking for the painting? You know, can you hang it up in your home? What are the stipulations, right? So we're going to talk to Modern Artifact President Ryan Nelson. He joins the show now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker. No? No, Jonathan. Did I say 35?
835, not 825. We're at 825 right now.
Oh, honey.
We got one more. We got to finish out this segment.
I
want to
do this one now.
I don't have him calling in for another 6 minutes.
Yeah, but you know, come on. Okay, let me tell you about me then, okay? Oh, yeah. Here I'm talking about me. Here's the thing. I love to paint. I started painting when I was married for probably 15 years by then. So in my early 30s, I would say, yeah, I loved it. And I bought myself an easel, and I had this huge, big window in the living room and one facing the backyard. And I would draw everything I could. And I thought, okay, Jolene, you know you're not that good at it. Nobody's going to probably want to see it. But the joy I had, just every time I painted a stroke, every time I saw something in a store and I said, oh, I want to learn how to do something like that, it was wonderful. But it was always, always about the man who made the difference as a painter, Bob Ross. There are friends of mine to this day. We can go, oh, my gosh, did you see those mints that had Bob Ross on the on the little case? Oh, did you see this and did you see that? The bottom line is, if you don't know who he is, please look him up. They've got chocolate candies now all about this man. And everybody know he was pretty, you know, very, very light-skinned man with a huge afro and was so tender and genuine with the way that he painted. Now, for me, I was never a great painter. I'm going to tell it to you right like it is because that's my truth. But the joy I had of sitting in that window trying to draw a duck or a goose or a beautiful bird or just a, you know, a branch, a leaf that was turning in the fall. The sumacs had come out and I wanted to paint them. All of that. And I was so embarrassed to let anybody see it. I didn't want anyone to see it. And I still have many of them. I shouldn't say many because I didn't do a whole lot, but I did enough. But I think about it often and I keep saying to myself, should I go back? Get my easel? Should I go back and get the canvases? Should I go and just sit outside and paint? Well, if Bob were here with us, I know he would tell me to do it no matter what. I think he would tell you to do it no matter what. Because there's something really soothing. There's no perfect picture for me. Some people look at it and go, oh, there's nothing better than this particular picture. There's nothing better than this particular painting. But for most of us, we're going to see something the others don't see. And when you can find something that the others don't see, you've got something special. So I can't say that I have something special when it comes to painting, but I will say this. Oh, how I loved watching Bob Ross on television painting, you know, every cloud, every moment in the sky, just beautiful. So, yeah, we may not like what we have when it's all over. We may put it away and think, ooh, that really was awful. Or maybe we can just sit and go, that was pretty special. In that one moment, I remember there was a cat that lived in the house behind ours. We sat up on a hill. And that his name was Jake, I believe. And he would come under our fence and try to kill everything running. Everything running. And he would eat everything. It was just amazing. And I thought, one day I'm going to draw or paint Jake. And I never did because one day I saw some squirrels running from Jake and they were on the electrical line right over the house. And all of a sudden, Jake was in trouble. It's bottom line. All right, it's time for us to take
a break. Kids, go to bed right now. Go to bed. Go to bed. You did not hear what you just heard. You did not hear it.
Oh, come on. I didn't mean anything bad by that, so forgive me. We got to take a break, everyone. We'll be right back in a moment. It is now 8:36 here at WCCO. Welcome back to Steele's Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. And, of course, people get frustrated sometimes when we do the weather, but we do it because we need you to know what is happening with our weather, and we thank you for your patience. I'm really excited about this interview because, as I said earlier when I was talking about what I was like when I was trying to paint, and I tried very hard. Do you remember the PBS show The Joy of Painting? And for 11 years, painter Bob Ross showed up on our television screens to help us grow our artistic skills. With his soothing voice, his signature afro, and happy little trees. It was a whole lot of trees. And now a Minneapolis-based company has ownership of the first painting, the first ever created on the show, and they've put it on the market. Now, how did they get the painting? I would love to know. And how much are they asking for so that you can just hang it up in your home? Really? Is that what they're going to do with it? Let's ask Modern Artifact President Ryan Nelson. He joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Are you there, Mr. Nelson?
Yeah, yep,
great.
I'm here. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us. I was such a fan of Bob Ross. I still love his paintings. I can watch them over and over again. And, of course, to hear that now the very first painting, you know, that's a really big deal. Tell me how this all came to be.
It's so exciting. So I started this company roughly 12 years ago. We were buying and selling art and, you know, a lot of the most collected contemporary art in the world. And I was 5 years into it. And I thought back to my childhood and all the things that you were talking about. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to own a Bob Ross painting? And sure enough, was able to find one. It took some work. And fast forward to today, you know, we've been the company that buys and sells most of his art, I would say over 95% of it. And we were lucky enough to have the owner of this that held it for 40 years. She reached out to us and we struck a deal.
And that deal was the painting A Walk in the Woods, correct?
That is the painting. Season one, episode one. You could call it his rookie card.
Oh, man. I can just imagine the big fans of Bob Ross are probably listening going, dude, why did you do that?
Yeah.
And it's worth so much money. I mean, it was sold for $9.85 million. That is huge. And, you know, when you hear about, go ahead.
It hasn't sold just yet. We just listed it for sale at $9.85 million. Yes.
And so are you getting some people very interested yet?
There has been a lot of interest, actually, and a lot of fans reaching out, wishing that we would travel it and give it an opportunity to be out in the public. So we've got a lot of different decisions that we need to weigh on here in the near future. But yeah, it's, as you can see, the world news. I mean, it's everywhere. Everyone's interested in it.
A lot of people are interested in it. Many people cannot afford it, but they are thinking or asking, so are they going to sell every one of his pieces?
So this piece came from a private party. There are a number of pieces that are on the market. So we, like I said before, you know, we've sold over 150 of his paintings. You can get into a Bob Ross painting, gold pan painting from back when he was in Alaska, Fairbanks, for around 5,000, 6,000, and they kind of scale up from there. So they're not out of reach for everyone. You know, a really nice canvas can fetch as much as, you know, $30,000, mm-hmm. sometimes even a little bit more than that. And some larger pieces can go even higher than that. But the significance of this piece being season one, episode one, the very, very first painting of over 400 paintings that were painted on air, this is the one that got away. It's very rare to get an episode piece. And yeah, you could say this is the one that got away.
Yeah, well, it's incredible. It's just incredible to even think about it. At the same time, this man poured that joy into all of us that were watching, right? We didn't just fall in love with his artistic, you know, how he could paint and how he loved it. It was far more than that. It was like having a friend for that hour, right? And that was what I missed so much about him.
Yeah, I don't think it was just a, you know, just the friend. It was the inspiration that he, you know, would put behind us all. I mean, I think a lot of us would look at those canvases that he painted and we'd think that there's just no way that we could accomplish that. But I think that it was a bigger meaning than that. It was, you can take on anything. I know you don't think you can take on this painting. I'm going to show you how to do it today. Believe in yourself and take that into other parts of your life. You know,
right.
And I think that that's a really important message. And I don't think that we get that kind of encouragement, you know, from a lot of other sources, really.
I agree with that, sir. I agree with that. Also, You know, he wanted to find out the people, the families that were interested in his paintings. You know, there were places they would run into him. He would paint on the beach. He would paint, you know, on a little hill. Wherever it needed to be, he was there. And it was amazing how older people, people that were in their 80s, people, young children loved him. They were all just trying to follow what he was doing in his painting. And it made a difference. It made a difference. So knowing that, and knowing that now his pieces are being sold, what do you expect the rest of the communities will do as we hear more and more about pieces that are being sold?
As far as the communities, could you clarify that?
Well, in the sense that you have children that loved him, their parents, their grandparents, aunts, uncles, teachers, you name it. There were people that would come just to see him paint, just to watch him paint. And that's what they wanted, that piece of him.
Yes. You know, I think it just brings even more excitement around him. You know, he never thought that he would ever be in the Smithsonian, and then he ends up in the Smithsonian, right? And he never really did it for the fame of being this fine artist. But this piece is really interesting, and it's interesting, and it's an interesting time in the art movement. You know, you've got these institutions for years and years and years that told us, you know, these are the artists that you should collect. We're going to show this artist only, et cetera, and directing curators, et cetera, to show them these different artists. And now you've got this. This is the people's artist, right? And you've got this people's artist that's moving forward without the backing of an institution, right? And you've got this movement on social media that's happening with so many other artists that are coming up and becoming popular that are skipping the institutions and the highbrow galleries. And so there's this movement in art where now the population, the people are starting to decide who's collected. And I think that this piece is going to be on the forefront of that.
I believe that, that's for sure. So how do you think he would feel knowing that his pieces are being sold right now?
I think he'd be ecstatic. There's so many. So let me back that up. When we buy and sell a lot of the art that we sell, it comes off the coast. It comes from really wealthy families for the most part. And this, you know, these pieces aren't coming from people that are downsizing because they sold the house in Nantucket. I can't tell you how many times we've had stories where people reach out and they say, oh my God, I had no idea that my painting could be worth this. My wife is in a situation right now. Our insurance company can't take care of this procedure that she needs, and we've got this blessing of this painting and the value of this that's going to be able to help us do that. Or a kid in Iowa like 3 or 4 years ago that came to us. He bought two pieces at a thrift store for $40. I cut a deal with him. He got up here. I asked him, I said, what did you pay? And he got a little nervous, and I said, don't worry, we already have a deal. I'm paying you full price. And I asked him what he's going to do with the money, and he went on to buy a couple lawnmowers, an enclosed trailer, and he started a small business. So I think he would be absolutely ecstatic.
I sure hope so. You know, it's quite remarkable who he was and who he was to everyone. Anyone that wanted to learn just by watching, just throngs of people would stand around him and try to figure out what is so special about every stroke, every type of paint, and every type of the tools that it takes to be able to paint these amazing pieces. So I've always watched on television, and I say to myself today, I hope one day we can have a whole throng of people gather together just to say, thank you, sir. Thank you, Bob Ross, for all that you did. And now look at us trying to do this, your legacy, trying to make sure that we also paint whatever we can paint, whatever's in our heart to paint. And that's a big deal, right?
It is.
I just want to make sure it never changes. I hope that it's never pulled away from the moments we've had with him.
Yeah, I think it would be, I don't think anything's going to pull that away. You know, I just, his influence was just unbelievable. And I think that the paintings that are hitting the market, the excitement behind this piece.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is now 8:36 here at WCCO. Welcome back to Steele's Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. And of course, people get frustrated sometimes when we do the weather, but we do it because we need you to know what is happening with our weather. And we thank you for your patience. I'm really excited about this interview because, as I said earlier, when I was talking about what I was like when I was trying to paint, and I try very hard. Do you remember the PBS show, The Joy of Painting? And for 11 years, painter Bob Ross showed up on our television screens to help us grow our artistic skills with his soothing voice, his signature afro, and happy little trees. It was a whole lot of trees. And now a Minneapolis-based company has ownership of the first painting, the first ever created on the show, and they've put it on the market. Now, how did they get the painting? I would love to know. And how much are they asking for so that you can just hang it up in your home? Really? Is that what they're going to do with it? Let's ask Modern Artifact President Ryan Nelson. He joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
Hello?
Are you there, Mr. Nelson?
Yeah, yep, I'm
great.
Here. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us. I was such a fan of Bob Ross. I still love his paintings. I can watch them over and over again. And, of course, to hear that now, the very first painting, you know, that's a really big deal. Tell me how this all came to be.
It's so exciting. So I started this company roughly 12 years ago. We were buying and selling art, and you know, a lot of the most collected contemporary art in the world. And I was 5 years into it. And I thought back to my childhood and all the things that you were talking about. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to own a Bob Ross painting? And sure enough, was able to find one. It took some work. And fast forward to today, you know, we've been the company that buys and sells most of his art. I would say over 95% of it. And we were lucky enough to have the owner of this that held it for 40 years. She reached out to us and we struck a deal.
And that deal was the painting A Walk in the Woods, correct?
That is the painting. Season 1, Episode 1. You could call it his rookie card.
Oh, man. I can just imagine the big fans of Bob Ross are probably listening going, dude, why did you do that?
Yeah.
And it's worth so much money. I mean, it was sold for $9.85 million. That is huge. And, you know, when you hear about, go ahead.
It hasn't sold just yet. We just listed it for sale at $9.85 million. Yes.
And so are you getting some people very interested yet?
There has been a lot of interest, actually, a lot of fans reaching out, wishing that we would travel it and give it an opportunity to be out in the public. So we've got a lot of different decisions that we need to weigh on here in the near future. But yeah, it's, as you can see, the world news. I mean, it's everywhere. Everyone's interested in it.
A lot of people are interested in it. Many people cannot afford it, but they are thinking or asking, so are they going to sell every one of his pieces?
So this piece came from a private party. There are a number of pieces that are on the market. So we, like I said before, you know, we've sold over 150 of his paintings. You can get into a Bob Ross painting, gold pan painting from back when he was in Alaska, Fairbanks, for around $5,000, $6,000, and they kind of scale up from there. So they're not out of reach for everyone. You know, a really nice canvas can fetch as much as, you know, $30,000, mm-hmm. sometimes even a little bit more than that, and some larger pieces can go even higher than that. But the significance of this piece being season one, episode one, the very, very first painting of over 400 paintings that were painted on air, this is the one that got away. It's very rare to get an episode piece. And yeah, you could say this is the one that got away.
Yeah, well, it's incredible. It's just incredible to even think about it. At the same time, this man poured that joy into all of us that were watching, right? Yeah. We didn't just fall in love with his artistic, you know, how he could paint and how he loved it. It was far more than that. It was like having a friend yeah. for that hour, right? And that was what I missed yeah. so much about him.
Yeah, I don't think it was just a, you know, just the friend. It was the inspiration that he, you know, would put behind us all. I mean, I think a lot of us would look at those canvases that he painted and we'd think that there's just no way that we could accomplish that. But I think that it was a bigger meaning than that. It was, you can take on anything. I know you don't think you can take on this painting. I'm going to show you how to do it today. Believe in yourself and take that into other parts of your life. You know, right. And I think that that's a really important message. And I don't think that we get that kind of encouragement, you know, from a lot of other sources, really.
I agree with that, sir. I agree with that. Also, you know, he wanted to find out the people, the families that were interested in his paintings. You know, there were places they would run into him. He would paint on the beach. He would paint, you know, mm-hmm. on a little hill. Wherever it needed to be, he was there. And it was amazing how older people, people that were in their 80s, people, young children loved him. They were all just trying to follow what he was doing in his painting. And it made a difference. It made a difference. So knowing that and knowing that now his pieces are being sold, what do you expect the rest of the communities will do as we hear more and more about pieces that are being sold?
As far as the communities, could you clarify that?
Well, in the sense that you have children that loved him, their parents, their grandparents, aunts, uncles, teachers, you name it. There were people that would come just to see him paint, just to watch him paint. And that's what they wanted, you know, that piece of him.
Yes. You know, I think it just brings even more excitement around him. You know, he never thought that he would ever be in the Smithsonian, and then he ends up in the Smithsonian, right? And he never really did it for the fame of being this fine artist. But this piece is really interesting, and it's an interesting time in the art movement. You know, you've got these institutions for years and years and years that told us, you know, these are the artists that you should collect. We're going to show this artist only, et cetera, and directing curators, et cetera, to show them these different artists. And now you've got this. This is the people's artist, right? And you've got this people's artist that's moving forward without the backing of an institution, right? And you've got this movement on social media that's happening with so many other artists that are coming up and becoming popular that are skipping the institutions and the highbrow galleries. And so there's this movement in art where now the population, the people are starting to decide who's collected. And I think that this piece is going to be on the forefront of that.
I believe that, that's for sure. So how do you think he would feel knowing that his pieces are being sold right now?
I think he'd be ecstatic. There's so many So let me back that up. When we buy and sell a lot of the art that we sell, it comes off the coast. It comes from really wealthy families for the most part. And this, you know, these pieces aren't coming from people that are downsizing because they sold the house in Nantucket. I can't tell you how many times we've had stories where people reach out and they say, oh, my God, I had no idea that my painting could be worth this. My wife is in a situation right now. Our insurance company can't take care of this procedure that she needs. And we've got this blessing of this painting and the value of this that's going to be able to help us do that. Or a kid in Iowa, like 3 or 4 years ago, they came to us. He bought two pieces at a thrift store for $40.
Right.
I cut a deal with him. He got up here. I asked him, I said, what did you pay? And he got a little nervous. And I said, don't worry. We already have a deal. I'm paying you full price. And I asked him what he's going to do with the money. And he went on to buy a couple lawnmowers, an enclosed trailer, and he started a small business. So I think he would be absolutely ecstatic.
I sure hope so. You know, it's quite remarkable who he was. And who he was to everyone. Anyone that wanted to learn just by watching, just throngs of people would stand around him and try to figure out what is so special about every stroke, every type of paint, and every type of the tools that it takes to be able to paint these amazing pieces. So I've always watched on television, and I say to myself today, I hope one day we can have a whole throng of people gather together just to say thank you, sir. Thank you, Bob Ross, for all that you did. And now look at us trying to do this, your legacy, trying to make sure that we also paint whatever we can paint, whatever's in our heart to paint. And that's a big deal, right?
It is.
I just want to make sure it never changes. I hope that it's never pulled away from the moments we've had with him.
Yeah, I think it would be, I don't think anything's going to pull that away. You know, I just, his influence was just unbelievable. And I think that the paintings that are hitting the market, the excitement behind this piece, there's just so many more people that are circling back and enjoying those episodes. There's so many people that have reached out and said, you know what, that man, he deserves any record numbers at any auction, anytime. You know, it's about what I feel when I see that piece. And, you know, I'm not feeling it when I look at a Marilyn Monroe created by Warhol.
Big
that
difference.
Sold at auction for $200 million last year, you
right,
know?
Right.
So I think it's going to be big in the movement and another, you know, uptick in that viewership, just like Twitch. I mean, that was 5.6 million people tuned into Twitch in 2015 when they did the marathon. That's amazing.
That is amazing. I just hope we never forget him. And I don't think we will. I think that there are so many generations that have now learned about him and his work and how it inspired them. That it's just going to keep growing and keep growing. I hope that you will go from city to city or state to state or country to country and let people know how special he was. As you are looking at these pieces or selling these pieces, I can only imagine the pictures you will take. And I'm just worried. I'm wondering, do you paint as well?
Not
That's
even
a joke.
Close. I wish I could. You know what, though? I do watch the episodes. I encourage everyone tonight that's listening in, jump on YouTube, watch, just sit down, relax, watch an episode because it is absolutely amazing. But no, I create a muddled mess. I'm not talented in that way. I wish I was.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too, but I'm not. I keep trying, but I'm not. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Ryan Nelson, president of Modern Artifact. We hope we learn more from you as these pieces are being moved around and that the families that have them, or if it's even just one person, that they will really understand how much we love this artist and that we want to make sure as many people as possible around the world know him and will love his work as much as we all do. So thank you.
Well said. Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself and congratulations. That's a big deal.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us on.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Yeah. Bye.
My goodness. I don't know about you, Jonathan, but I loved watching his shows. To this day, when they play those shows again, you know, even if they only show four of the season or something like that. It is so spectacular. And it's his voice. It's not just his painting. It's not just the strokes. All of that matters. But this man's voice was so calming, very sweet, very kind. Oh, don't worry about that tree. All you have to do just to make it work is just put that little dab of yellow in. And I used to sit and watch it all the time. All the time he would come on, I would grab my chair and sit and watch because I didn't want to miss anything. All right, everyone, we're going to come back and, of course, do some weather. But our next guest is going to be at 9:08 with Katie Bradley, plays Afong Moy, the Chinese lady. And we're going to talk about that when Center Stage starts at the 9 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. Stick with us here at WCCO. Yeah, I still love this song. For all of you that are hearing this song going, oh, my God, I'm so sick of that song. That same song came out, what, 5 years ago, Jonathan, you think? And
this is at least, I want to say, nine or ten.
No, you got to look that up for me.
It might be really? 16. It might be 7.
I still dance to this song.
Oh,
I'll be in the store.
I heard
buying
this.
Makeup.
There's a... there's a drinking establishment, another drinking establishment that I've had to start going to because the old drinking establishment is gone. It's gone. It's out. It's done.
Seems like you have a lot of problems with establishments.
No. I have no problem with it. It is gone. It is something else now. It is not what it was before.
It's not what it was before?
No.
What is it then?
It's a new place.
A new place?
Yeah.
Tell me all about it.
No,
I think you should.
You don't want to know about the new place.
No, I think you should.
I don't know if
Bob Ross would like for you.
I don't know if Bob Ross would want to know about the new place.
Come on, Jonathan.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. We'll talk to her at the break.
Okay, is this one of those places where you go sing?
No.
Oh, no.
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 Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about then?
So I was up at one of the new drinking establishments.
Oh, it's a drinking establishment.
Yes. Last week, and this song came up over the loudspeaker, over the jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, moving to it, and the bartender, the waitress, they were moving to it. It's still very, very, very catchy.
Very catchy.
I think it might have gotten old.
But I'll pay you to get out there and dance and let people see you dance and sing and get down. Come on.
How much you going to pay me?
$2.
$2.
That's what I got to.
How many zeros? How many zeros are going to be on the end of that payment?
$2. What do you want? 10?
Is this going to be a publisher's clearinghouse check?
Publisher's clearinghouse check? That's only 50 cents. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it going to be a Powerball check?
No. It might be a ball of power, but no. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Okay, so, Jonathan, now I got to figure out how to stop laughing. Okay.
You have 50 seconds to do that.
I do have 50 seconds to do that. Well, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it. Okay, you guys, we've talked a lot about Bob Ross, and we're going to talk about plays now because Center Stage is what's all it's all about in the 10 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour, forgive me. From 9 to 10 o'clock, we talk to guests that are artists. And I just want to say thank you to all of you who really are concerned about the artists and whether or not they are able to still do what they do, even with the pandemic, because this pandemic comes and goes. And it's frustrating when you lose work and so much more. So thank you for all of those that are reaching out to make sure that they have what they need. That is a godsend. All right, we'll come back next with Katie Bradley as our guest in just a moment. Yeah, I still love this song. For all of you that are hearing this song going, oh my God, I'm so sick of that song. That same song came out, what, 5 years ago, Jonathan, you think? And
No, this is at least nine or ten.
No, you got to look that up for me.
It might be really? 16. It might be 7.
I still dance to this song.
Oh,
I'll
wait.
Be in the store.
I heard
buying
this.
Makeup.
There's a drinking establishment, another drinking establishment that I've had to start going to because the old drinking establishment is gone. It's gone. It's out. It's done.
Seems like you have a lot of problems with establishments.
No. I have no problem with it. It is gone. It is something else now. It has been. It is not what it was before.
It's not what it was before?
No.
What is it then?
It's a new place.
A new place?
Yeah.
Tell me all about it.
No,
I think you should.
You don't want to know about the new
place. No, I think you should.
I don't know if
Bob Ross would like for you to.
I don't know if Bob Ross would want to know about the new place.
Come on, Jonathan.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. We'll talk to her at the break.
Okay, is this one of those places where you go sing?
No.
Oh, no.
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 Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about then?
So I was up at one of the new drinking establishments.
Oh, it's a drinking establishment.
Yes, last week. And this song came up over the loudspeaker, over the jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, moving to it. And the bartender, the waitress, they were moving to it. It's still very, very, very catchy.
Very catchy.
It hasn't. I think it might have gotten old.
But I'll pay you to get out there and dance and let people see you dance and sing and get down. Come on.
How much you going to pay me?
$2.
$2.
That's what I got to do.
How many zeros? How many zeros are going to be on the end of that payment?
$2. What do you want? 10?
Is this going to be a publisher's clearinghouse check?
Publisher's clearinghouse yes, check? That's only 50 cents. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it going to be a Powerball check?
No. It might be a ball of power, but no. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Okay, so, Jonathan, now I got to figure out how to stop laughing. Okay.
You got 50 seconds to do that.
I do have 50 seconds to do that. Well, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it. Okay, you guys, we've talked a lot about Bob Ross, and we're going to talk about plays now, because Center Stage is what it's all about in the 10 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour, forgive me. From 9 to 10 o'clock, we talk to guests that are artists. And I just want to say thank you to all of you who really are concerned about the artists and whether or not they are able to still do what they do, even with the pandemic, because this pandemic comes and goes. And it's frustrating when you lose work and so much more. So thank you for all of those that are reaching out to make sure that they have what they need. That is a godsend. All right, we'll come back next with Katie Bradley as our guest in just a moment.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.